Okay, we are now joined by one of our championship four contenders, and that's Denny Hamlin. If you have a question for Denny, please raise your hand. We'll get right to questions. We'll start up here to Jordan.
Bianchi, The Athletic, the emotions of this one getting away, and then is this the last one that may get away?
I don't know. I really don't have much for emotion right now. Just numb about it because just in shock. That's about it.
And your daughters were, crying on pit road after the race. What was the message to them?
Something we can't control. Certainly unfortunate circumstances, but it's just it'll be one of those life lessons years down the road.
We'll go to Bob, then Zach, Jeff, and Jenna.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. The NBC pre-race thing seemed to have got you emotional before the race. Were you still emotional during the race, or were you?
No.
Did you get back in focus?
Yeah, I got back. As soon as I got in the car, I got locked in for sure.
And you said that, your dad, you hope that you could see this one. Just what's going to be, what are you going to tell him?
Did the best I could. There's just everything I really prepared for, happened today. And I felt like we responded, and, even losing track position at one point and just battling back and, did really well on restarts. I haven't been good on restarts, for bulk of the year, and the team brought a great championship car, and I felt like I drove it just right up until, two laps to go. And so, this is the part that stinks.
Go here up to Zach.
Zach Stern, YellowNASCAR.com. Denny, obviously each of these moments are different. How is this time different?
Well, I mean, it's just we're 40 seconds from a championship. I don't know. It's just unfortunate. The only difference before is the cautions came maybe a little sooner than that. but I don't know. It's just, you work so hard and you do. It's just this sport can drive you absolutely crazy because it's just sometimes speed, talent, all that stuff just does not matter.
I saw you also wrap your arms around the pit crew on pit road after getting out of the race car. What do you take away from how strong of an effort this was from top to bottom on this 11 team, regardless of the result?
Yeah, they did a great job. And, we had one hiccup, but that was it wasn't their fault. That we got fortunate there with the left rear tire that was flat under caution. And they executed a great day. I really wish I could have got it for them. And, the championship, it wouldn't have changed anything I felt, truly about myself. It just, I wanted it so bad for everyone else, just all my supporters and all my friends and family and whatnot that, they want it so bad, but just not going to happen.
Go ahead, Jeff.
You were most nervous about something that was in your control messing up this day. Obviously, this is about as much as it can sting, probably, of something out of your control. But does that help soothe anything that you did your part?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Larson has the trophy, but we dominated. We did our job. We did the best we could. They're a championship team and a championship driver, and they're going to win a hell of a lot more than just these two. But when everyone had to bring their best, I think it was evident who was the best today.
Jenna?
Jennifer, AP. Denny, you said on TV you were praying no caution. When the caution did come out, did you think it's over?
No, I didn't think it was over. I thought, let me see where the other guys are at. Surely they can't, you know, surely they, you know, they can't jump too far in front of me. And I just didn't think there'd be that many cars that took two tires. But, yeah, we can't, it's really hard to predict, you know, how many cars are going to do what, and things like that. But, hey, I mean, but yeah, I didn't think it was over. But when I lined up, yeah, row five, I thought it'll be difficult for sure.
We'll go to Wolfgang.
Over here, Danny. First of all, despite you not winning the championship, from my heart, congratulations, great race.
Thank you.
As a non-expert in NASCAR, also I'm coming over regularly, I was personally shocked with all these tire problems. What do you think is necessary to have a meeting with Goodyear and discuss it? I think fortunately we can be happy that there were no more serious consequences with injured drivers.
Well, I think they did a great job all season long, and I don't really, it's not their fault that we're running the tires flat. You know, I really applaud them and the tires that they've continued to bring to the racetrack and keep pushing the limits on, you know, softer to try to put it back in the driver's hands. It's the teams, you know, it's they're the ones that, you know, come here and we test and, you know, there's wheel force tests and they keep testing the limits of really how low you can go. And it's just, it would be difficult for anyone to build a tire that can withstand what we're doing to it with this car. So they're in a really tough spot, and certainly, you know, I think, you know, if anything, they deserve credit. What's that?
It's not the design of the tire.
No, it's not the design of the tire. No, it's just, yeah, we're just running our tires super low because that's where they perform the best. And everyone's testing the limits, and we, you know, a lot of people found it.
Obviously, we're joined now also by William Byron and Chase Briscoe. We'll take one more for Denny, let him go, and we'll take it to that, Stephen.
Stephen Stump, FrenchDrivers.com. Denny, obviously, we don't know what platform we'll have next year, but with, you know, how close, you know, these races are, how close the points are, and how big the stakes are, would it be beneficial to maybe have the final race end at the scheduled distance?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's just... Golly, in this moment, I like never want to race a car ever again. I mean, I just, my fun meter's pegged.
And just where do you go from here? Just the next hour, the next day, the next week?
Yeah, just, you know, I don't know. There's not much, you know, the last couple times I've been doing this, I just either wasn't fast enough or, you know, circumstances. There were some untimely yellows in the last time I did this, but yeah, I'm not really sure. You just take solace in, like, everything that we did preparing was right, and the way we guessed was right, and it just didn't work out, which is crazy.
Well, thank you, Dan. We'll let you go. Appreciate you answering all the questions in this moment. If you have any questions for either William or Chase, please raise your hand. We'll continue on. We'll start up here to Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. William, immediately when you got up there, you apologized to Denny. Why was that something that was important for you to do?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem right, you know? Yeah, I mean, I think just kind of seeing him, you know, he had beat us, right? And we're running second and it's four laps to go and you go into the wall and cause a caution. So it sucks, right? I don't want to be that guy. Even if I'm in the championship four, it doesn't really matter. Just don't want to change the outcome. So it sucks.
What ultimately happened there in turn three that put you in the wall?
Yeah, I felt something a little funny on that lap. Was trying to figure out if it was a tire. You know, and I guess we were coming to three laps to go, and so I was trying to figure out left rear, right rear, and about the time I hit the brakes into three, it just laid down on the right side of the car and went straight. So, yeah, I was hoping it'd be a left rear so I could kind of get back, but.
Anyone else for William or Chase? I'm going to Kelly. And then Bob, then Dustin.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Chase, is this a race of what could have been? And like, it felt like you guys really never even had a chance, I guess, with everything that went on.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. I mean, I definitely felt like I was more than capable, you know, just to go from the back to the front that many times. You know, I would have loved to have just been able to race straight up. You know, I got back to second and, you know, was able to run William down there and thought I was really, really good. And I blew like the second or third tire. So, yeah, definitely it's a race of, you know, what could have been. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like hopefully at least people felt like we were here and in contention. You know, we weren't average running position-wise up there a whole lot, but certainly I felt like, I don't know, I felt like we had one of the strongest cars for sure, and if we could have just, you know, started up front, or not even started up front, just not had issue after issue, you know, we would have been in the mix. I thought we did everything, you know, right as far as pit stops and obviously car speed and balance. It just, you know, the tires just didn't go our way.
Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. William, where was Denny so better than you, especially that last stage?
Yeah, he was just faster. I thought he was, like, trying to get leverage on him. I felt like he always had leverage on me in restart scenarios, whether it was I was on the inside or, you know, like, we were both kind of racing, you know, in different situations. Like I was on the bottom, the one restart, and he was outside of me. I couldn't get the throttle down and he could kind of pinch me off. So I just felt like he was quicker on the short run. And then he would kind of get those 10 to 15 car lengths and I would come back a little bit on the long run, but it was too much to kind of overcome.
And was there any point in that last stage where you were thinking maybe you should just back off and hope that he's the one with the tire issue?
No, I don't really think that. I don't think they work that way. I mean, it's hard to figure out why they did what they did. I don't know. I feel like I had runs that I was faster, you know, in the short run and beat up the tires more. And then that last run felt pretty normal. It was just we're all running as hard as we could. So maybe that's why.
But Dustin and then Greg.
Dustin Lovino-Jaysky, for you, Chase, what is the mindset when you have to keep resetting multiple times throughout the race coming from the rear?
I mean, just stay in it. I mean, my whole career's kind of just been never give up. You never know what can happen. So I feel like I race with that, and I've had it multiple times throughout my career, you know, where you're just – you cannot give up in these races. You know, I go back to, I want to say, 2020 Homestead. I was 7 laps down and came back to run, like, third. This year at Vegas, we were 4 laps down and came back to you know, be on the lead lap. And you just never know what can happen. I mean, one caution can change everything. Or, you know, our car was obviously good enough. I could just go from the back right back to the front. And, yeah, I knew my car was good. So I was just trying to stay in it. You never know. You know, late cautions can happen or pit strategy or whatever. So, yeah, I think just my whole career has been don't give up. And, you know, I feel like I race with that.
Craig.
Greg Engel, CupScene.com. Both of you guys are young. This will not be your last opportunity to be here. Does that help soften the blow a little bit, or is it still too soon?
I don't look at it that way. I just look at it as, you know, this could be your last opportunity. So I don't think, I don't really think ahead in terms of, you know, what's down the road. Or, I mean, I'd love to be in this opportunity again, but you never know how things are going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the same. I mean, you know, this is my first year at JGR, right? And hopefully we continue to, you know, be one of the elite teams, but it can change at any point, and you don't know. This could be your last one. Hopefully, you know, I can be in a lot more championship situations, but yeah, you're just never guaranteed anything in this sport, and especially from a speed standpoint, everything else. I mean, SHR, right? My rookie year. The year before, they won like 17 cup races, and then the downfall happened. You just never know when that light switch can be. And yeah, I think you, yeah, you're never guaranteed being here again. So yeah, it stings a little bit.
Do you feel like you'll have some lessons learned from being in this position away from the race, dealing with us and dealing with all the junk that goes over? Do you think that'll be some momentum for next year to get back here?
Yeah, you know, honestly, the race and the whole week didn't really feel any different than the normal weekend. You know, I thought that it would when the race actually started, and maybe it would have if I was, you know, up front the whole race. But I was always coming from behind, so I don't know. I had so much going on that I never really even thought about, hey, this is the championship race. So, yeah, I don't know. It definitely, I don't know. It stings right now just because, like I said, you never know if you're going to get another opportunity.
Any final questions for – we'll go over here and wrap there.
Zach Warren from Bottom. With the things that you guys feel like both of you can walk away from this knowing that you gave everything you had and you didn't leave anything out there, with the things you can control?
Yeah, I mean, I know when I laid my head down tonight, I felt like I did my job to the best of my ability. Yeah, I'm happy. I know with my effort, obviously would have loved for things to go different. But, yeah, I felt like that was one of the best cup races I've ran for sure.
Yeah, I think you put everything into it, like he said. And yeah, I felt like we were deserving to run where we were. So, yeah.
Okay, William and Chase, congratulations on an outstanding season. Thanks for the time.
Thanks.